Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, slightly different times, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Thursdays and Fridays. We're trying to extend our reach to just give this program, make it accessible to that many more people. It's an act of love is what it is, the way that I view it anyway. So we've got all of that for you as well. You can also hear the show on the radio stations of the River Talk Network. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the, hold on, the audio path of totality. There it is. Thank you. And it's also the force multiplier of truth or something. So we've got all of that. You can see the show, the Facebook live stream. Good morning. How you doing? I know I look a wreck, but I always do. So we've got that as well. I was going to tell you something. Oh, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yes. The weird thing now with the River Network app, which I do want you to keep downloading and listen to Big Willie 105.5, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, then Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. all Eastern time. The brain trust here at the Ohio Midland News Group, and I say the brain trust lovingly with being very deferential, or is that in a car? One of those things. And with tremendous respect, all the respect that they are due. They got this thing called Reindeer Radio. And they thought to themselves it'd be a good idea if the app for River Talk, the River Talk Network, would not be the River Talk Network, although we still call it the River Talk Network. Now it's going to be Reindeer Radio, which is all Christmas music, which I actually like Christmas music. A lot of, you know, it might shock you because I'm not a religious guy or anything like that, and I know I'm not touchy feely or what, but I like Christmas music. I don't know what it is. It sounds great. Most of it. Some of it's awful, but the vast majority is great. Anyway, so you won't be able to hear me if you download the River Network app and then click River Talk, because you're going to hear Christmas music. You're going to hear, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, whatever the hell they're playing these days. So that way it's important for you to listen for Big Willie 105.5 or on the radio, Big Willie 105.5, or the River Network radio stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM. I've already said that. All right, fine. So because it's very early in the morning and normally I wait till a little bit later to do most of the contest, I'm going to do an early contest just for you because you're an early bird, you're a listener, you're on your way to work or taking the kids to school or doing whatever, getting on with your life, you're multitasking, you're doing that, and you're listening to me, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. I really do. I'm not joking. I really, really do. So thank you very much. So here's my way of thanking you. Not with sending you money. I like you. I don't like you that much. But we do have this contest here. And I just got this from the Brain Trust here at the Ohio Midland News Group. A 4-pack of tickets. Now, if you love dogs, or if your kids love, nice, underline the word dog, underline, italicize and bold, love dogs, especially when you see them being so athletic, when they're doing all sorts of different agility demonstrations, trick dog performances, high energy stunt routines, and all the stuff that you've seen some of them do. Well, there's this act going across the country called Cirque du Canine, like Cirque du Soleil, like the circus of the Soleil, or whatever, where they have all the trapeze people that speak Canadian French or French Canadian or whatever. Anyway, this is Cirque du Canine. I'm not sure that these dogs speak French Canadian. I'm guessing they speak, well, canine. But in any event, Cirque du Canine, 4-pack of tickets. 4. I got them right here. The winner's going to have to pick them up here at the radio station. We're situated athwart a rock hill and in Bel Air on High Ridge, and it's where the WOM studios are now, the Big Willie 105.5 studios as well. So there's a 4-pack of tickets. If your kids love dogs, or if your grandkids love dogs, or if you love dogs, and you want to see them just doing all sorts of really interesting. I'm not an animal lover except for steak and bacon and veal. But even I can say that what a lot of these dogs do is really quite remarkable. The leaping, the everything. I actually saw a dog run right up a wall. Couldn't believe it. I don't think it was AI. I really don't. I think it was one of those Belgian type of German Shepherd types, except they're Belgianese and they run up walls. They're amazing dogs. All right, 4-pack of tickets. If you love Christmas and if you love dogs, I got the perfect contest for you. All you have to do is call in and answer one simple question about Christmas. And I've got a whole bunch of questions here. I'll give you one. You'll probably answer it. You win the tickets. This is not rocket science. Okay, so here's the phone number. The Cirque the Canine Spectacular Prize Package phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We're going to clear the lines here. Line 2, line 3, line 4, line 5, line 6, line 7, line 8, line 9, line 10. 11, 12. Hello? 13. All right, all the lines are cleared. We had a little glitch there. I don't know what happened. Probably me. Me is what happens, typically. All right, so the lines are cleared. 4-pack of tickets. Cirque the Canine. Capitol Theater. December 21st. 4-pack. All you have to do is answer one simple Christmas trivia question. Please, please, not all at once now. Please, please, make room for... Nobody's calling in. How is this even possible? I've got this incredible prize package. Everybody loves dogs. Everybody loves Christmas. Everybody wants to win. Everybody except my listeners. And I'm just saying, oh, I'm selling this like you've never been sold before. Christmas and dogs and this thing and kids and grandkids and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And we've got a couple contestants. All right. So this might work out. And how's your Monday going for you? All right. Lord, God, kill me. What do I do now? Oh, I've got to push a button. Wait a minute. Phone is up. All right, good. Hello, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name?
Jay.
All right, Jay. So do you love dogs?
Absolutely.
All right, good. Where are you, by the way, Jay?
Blair.
Okay, great. And what are you up to this morning?
Listening to you, that's about it.
Well, that's all pretty much you need to do. All right, so very simple.
That's what I thought.
Exactly. Okay, so Jay, very simple. Hold on a second. Let me make a note here. One very simple question. Here it is for the four. Do you have a dog, by the way? Do you have dogs?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how many?
Two.
Okay, you had to stop and think how many dogs you had? Hello? Jay. Big Willie 105.5. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your name?
Craig.
All right. Where are you calling from, Craig?
We're calling from Moundsville right now.
Okay.
Out of Wheeling.
All right. I know where Moundsville is. You say we, so are you like a multiple personality type like Sybil, or who's we?
This is my partner and I.
Oh, okay, good. What's your partner's name?
His name's Toby.
Toby. All right. Do you ever call him Kunta Kinte?
Yeah, call him all the time.
I hear you. All right. By the way, I'm not being judgmental at all. I think that's perfectly fine. You find love wherever you find love. So it's a 4-pack.
Oh, no. We work together.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, whatever story you want to use is fine. I'm cool with it. I'm cool. So 4-pack. Okay. 4-pack of tickets. Do you have a dog?
Yes, sir. I have two of them.
Okay. And have you ever seen these dogs, the performance dogs with the agility drills and everything else? Have you ever seen them? They really are amazing.
I just watch it on TV.
Okay, they are amazing. I mean, honestly, they really are. All right, 4-pack of tickets. All right, do you like Christmas?
Yep.
All right, Craig, very simple question for you and your life partner or worker or whatever you want to call them. All right, what major award did the old man in the Parker family get? Oh my God, you don't know this. Oh my God, you don't know this. I've got my finger on the button here for the studio audience to applaud. I've got it. I've got the right button.
I'm going to say the Scrooge.
The Scrooge
Award.
The Scrooge. No, I'm sorry. All right. Hang in there. Maybe Toby can comfort you. Thank you. Whew. The Scrooge. No. That should have been louder. Hold on. All right. So, we need a new question. This one's too tough. First, we need a contestant. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. That was a pretty simple question, I thought. All right. Well, apparently not. We'll get another question for another contestant. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin, all right. And where are you calling from, Kevin?
St. Clairsville, Ohio.
St. Clairsville, great. We're at the Christmas parade.
Excuse me?
It's not. Lord. Do you have dogs?
Yes.
All right.
Three.
Okay, great. Well, got a simple Christmas question for you. Hold on. I've got it marked here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. In the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what animal is hiding in the Griswold family Christmas tree?
Squirrel.
A squirrel! Yes! Congratulations! Kevin, you've won! Oh, see how easy it is? That's fantastic. Give me your phone number, then we'll get all the information off air after 9 o'clock, and then you can come by and pick up the four-pack, okay? What's your phone
number? Okay.
Phone number?
304-312-1188.
Let me read that back to you. 304-312-1188. Kevin, by any chance, do you have an iPhone?
Yes, I do.
Okay, even better. All right, I'll call you after 9 o'clock this morning, work out the details. They will have the big prize package here for you. Congratulations again. The studio audience loves you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Simple as that. You see, it wasn't that hard. It just wasn't that hard. With my contest, it's like pulling teeth with some of these people. The first guy, you know, hangs up on me when I asked him, it wasn't a trick question. How many dogs do you have? Craig and his life partner calling in from Moundsville. And then Kevin. So... anyway, all right, so we've got lots of other questions and lots of other prizes, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. Well, not so much today. This will be it for the prize packages today. Prize package, I guess. But we've got more this week. Oh, we got great stuff for you. Oh, my God, great stuff. All right, so Kevin, congratulations there in St. C. By the way, a lot of people in St. C, I got into trouble. Should I do the Kent State story first and about hating white people, or better, I'll do that one first. But boy, some tough times for Dimitri in St. Clairsville, let me tell you. I'm being either scolded or scorned. It's really, in fact, I'll tell you now what the hell. It will get you in the Christmas spirit. So and then we'll do the Kent State thing. So a couple weeks ago, several people in the St. C. I love the St. C. area. I love the city of St. Clairsville, Richland Township, very happy there, no problems, nothing. It's great. Several people a couple weeks ago got in touch with me as they were putting up the Christmas tree in St. Clairsville. Every year it's a big deal. It's a real tree, wonderful, fine. I've never had a problem with this. Never. Never, never, never. I've always been very complimentary of St. Clairsville. And all the people who were involved, and the chamber, and the city council, and the I like the area, I like the people, whatever. Every once in a while, I have disagreements, and I'll share those disagreements, like with Jim Velas about this, that, or the other. But you know, that's just the way it is. But I like it. I like it a lot. So, a little inside information here about what kind of life I have to live here, and you know how you can never please everybody. So a couple weeks ago, they're putting up the Christmas tree. I was not aware of the Christmas tree. I was not aware of it. And several people were saying, have you seen the Christmas tree they're putting up? And I said, no, which I hadn't. They said it has holes in it. And I thought to myself, what? Holes? You know, maybe some of the branches. No, there were actually holes. Two big ones. And so I went to the tree. I walked up the main street and looked at the tree. And sure enough, there were two big holes. And so I took pictures of them. I took pictures of the holes, the tree, or whatever. And I couldn't help but think to myself, this reminds me sort of the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. So I posted this on Facebook. I essentially said, what do you think of this Christmas tree with the holes in it? Do we keep it? Do we put it in the wood chipper? Does it look like Charlie Brown Christmas? We'll talk more about that.